The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, The Road Less Traveled. Entrepreneurs tell us how using their expertise in marketing, recruitment, consulting, and data intelligence ensures their work is innovative and inclusive. Here, they share insights on building a thriving business. Sheryl Ingram, CEO of Inclusiology, Omaha. Before launching Inclusiology, Ingram worked as a consultant. She noticed companies pouring resources into recruiting diverse talent, yet neglecting to create an inclusive work culture. 2 years ago, she developed a software as a service, SaaS, platform designed to accelerate equity and inclusion goals and reduce bias in the workplace. It is important to understand that economics and markets evolve, and as that happens, so must your business model, she says. So, she suggests incorporating your brand's DNA, its core purpose, into your business model. Be intentional about who you need, what you need, and what you have to offer, she advises. Networking and cultivating relationships require that you master the dual efforts of receiving and giving. Christian Jones and Ariel Vavasor, co-founders of Inside Projects, Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. For the past 4 years, co-founders Jones and Ariel have combined their experiences in the entertainment, public policy, and social impact sectors to help clients like Netflix, Salesforce, and Motown Records create brand and marketing strategies. They credit their diverse network of entrepreneurs and business mentors as essential for growing their client roster. These relationships have been integral in helping us navigate major business decisions, avoid critical pitfalls, and develop informed growth strategies, Jones says. To manage their expansion, the duo learned the valuable lesson of saying no. Saying yes to every request wasn't fair to ourselves, our business, or our clients. Ariel states, instead, they offer other realistic solutions and opportunities to meet client needs. Sherelle Dorsey, Atlanta and Miami, founder of The Plug. Dorsey's background in communications, marketing, and sales proved valuable as she grew her free digital newsletter, The Plug, into a business intelligence company in 6 years. The Plug uses data-driven storytelling to amplify what's happening in the Black innovation economy. Dorsey believes founders should not be afraid to ask for help. Many of us have to make something happen with nothing, she notes. But we have to remember to look up and leverage the resources, network, and technology around us to create a greater margin and capacity within our businesses. She argues that there is no right or wrong way to start or run a business, but a supportive community can help. Just because we started alone doesn't mean we have to build our dream alone, she says. The next article is titled, Climate Activism Isn't for Sale. Using deceptive tactics, fossil fuel companies are trying to win over Black communities. Groups like the Movement for Black Lives are fighting back. For years, fossil fuel companies have been donating money to organizations that advocate for people of color. But their philanthropy isn't based on any deep commitment to racial justice. Instead, coal, oil, and gas companies are trying to buy the support of these groups to help defeat clean energy initiatives, despite the fact that they would protect those very communities of color that bear the brunt of fossil fuel pollution. In 2020, the New York Times reported that a Florida utility company had donated to the NAACP's Florida State Conference in 2014, just as the utility was also pushing regulators to restrict rooftop solar power. Adora, who heads the Florida State Conference's oversight of local branch leadership, authored an op-ed opposing the state solar power program just 2 months before the organization invoiced the utility for $50,000. If we wanted the money, we had to do it, Adora admitted to the Times. Situations like this prompted the National NAACP to issue reports on the fossil fuel industry's deceptive tactics, along with a guide on how to avoid them. Typically, fossil fuel companies portray themselves as job creators and community builders, their 2021 report noted. They will frame any regulation against their production to be harmful to the economy and communities by way of limiting the job opportunities they create and ultimately contributing to America's poverty problem. Energy companies tend to place clean energy and job creation in opposing camps, but alternative energy sources can both create jobs and reduce the emissions that are harming the entire planet. While there is an urgent focus on the dangers of climate change, Black Americans disproportionately confront these crises right in their own backyards. In 2020, for example, researchers found a link between exposure to air pollution caused by sources like power plants and COVID-19 death rates. Black people are more likely than anyone else to die from illnesses resulting from fine particle matter air pollution created by electricity generation. These facts are typically ignored by fossil fuel companies. They have the power and the deep pockets to push for policies aligned with their financial interests and to frame clean energy as racially unjust. But more Black activists and policy experts are pushing back. Currently, the Movement for Black Lives, M4BL, is working toward a red, black, and green New Deal that builds on proposals put forth by Rihanna Gunright and Damon Drummer, Black architects of the Green New Deal. M4BL, in alliance with Greenpeace USA and the Gulf Coast Center for Law and Policy, is calling for a phase out of fossil fuel production and demanding that at least 50% of the new investments in clean energy, like the wind and solar power initiatives in the Thrive Act, directly benefit communities on the front lines of climate crises. These include prioritizing local and equitable hiring while creating jobs and living wages. Big oil, gas, and coal companies will continue to try and buy their way into shaping environmental policy and to deceptively use racial justice as a cover. But activists have made it clear that the health and dignity and livelihood of Black communities are not for sale. The next article is titled, On the Campaign Trail. In the 2022 midterms, three Black candidates are vying to flip Senate seats currently held by Republicans. Here's how they plan to win. The U.S. Senate has been nearly devoid of Black legislatures since its inception, with only 11 Black senators serving in
that chamber's 233-year history. Three of that number, Raphael Warnock, Cory Booker, and Tim Scott, are in office today. But in critical races across the country, three Black Senate candidates are campaigning to join them. Morgan Harper of Ohio, Mandela Barnes of Wisconsin, and Val Demings of Florida are all up against Republicans in states where the GOP continues to gain ground, or, in the case of Wisconsin, is fighting desperately to claim power. Despite facing a formidable Republican machine, these Senate hopefuls have reasons to believe they can be victorious in this year's important midterm elections. Morgan Harper, attorney and community organizer. Morgan Harper's Senate fight would be against a GOP challenger in the general election, but first, she will have to defeat a fellow Democrat, Congressman Tim Ryan, in the primary. A former 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, Ryan was famously on the receiving end of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' defense of Medicare for All during a 2019 presidential debate, in which Sanders quipped that he knew what he was talking about better than Ryan because I wrote the damn bill. Midterm elections have notoriously low turnouts, and Harper doubts Ryan will motivate constituents to head to the voting booths the way she will. Do people think you're authentic, she says, of what matters to voters? Do they believe that you are actually going to try to do something for them? There's a high level of skepticism in politics. Tim Ryan represents the old playbook. He's somebody who has not been outspoken on issues of racial justice, who had to evolve on reproductive rights, who used to be a member of the NRA, who's one of the top takers of lobbyist money in Congress. So he is not going to be the guy that makes people believe, I don't need to be in the United States Senate to get a career. I already have a career, continues the Ohio native, who notes that she is not accepting any corporate PAC money. I need to be in the Senate because we need people who understand what's happening on the ground, who are willing to fight for change and are willing to lose a job over it. People need to feel like their vote matters because there's so much disillusionment out there right now, especially in a place like Ohio. Top priority, universal health care. Health care is not just about health, though that is very important, says Harper. It's also about economics. We had 1 million people in Ohio who lost their health coverage during the pandemic because it was tied to their employer. We have to do something about that to ensure the American dream is accessible to everyone. Val Demings. Democratic Representative Val Demings is challenging Republican incumbent Marco Rubio in Florida, where Donald Trump gained ground in the 2020 presidential election. Formerly a strong contender to be Joe Biden's running mate, the Congresswoman is now eyeing the upper chamber of Congress with a fundraising haul of around $8.5 million in one quarter last year. She appears to be a formidable opponent. After serving for 27 years as a law enforcement officer, Demings was the first woman to be appointed Orlando's chief of police, a credential that may help her avoid the fear-mongering Republicans sling at other Democrats about crime. As I travel this state and talk to Floridians about what matters to them, I find that they are worried about prices at the gas pump and the grocery store and how their child is going to get an quality education, she says. We're going to continue to have those conversations, hold Marco Rubio accountable for selling out Floridians and beat him in 2022. Top priority, lower costs for families. My top priority will be keeping people safe and healthy and building a more equitable system for all persons, Deming says. I voted for the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which will help Floridians get the goods they need at lower prices. There are additional common sense measures in front of the Senate that would lower the cost of prescription drugs, cut elder care costs, and making raising a family more affordable. Mandela Barnes. When Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joined Governor Tony Evers' 2018 administration, he became just the second Black person to hold statewide office in the major state. Barnes will continue to make history if he wins the U.S. Senate Democratic primary and then defeats Republican incumbent and Tea Party darling Ron Johnson in the general election. Barnes, whose father and grandfather both worked at a factory that produced car frames, has seen firsthand the toll that deindustrialization and the loss of manufacturing jobs has taken on Black Milwaukeeans. My granddad moved to Milwaukee after World War II, he says. He was in the Navy, and when he got out, he worked at A.O. Smith doing factory work. That was honestly the platform for the Black middle class in Milwaukee. When the factories like A.O. Smith moved operations overseas or closed up the shop, it left a crater in the communities. That's why it is important for us to have targeted investments in communities where there has been a significant decline. In his home state, where Barnes served as chair of the governor's task force on climate change, he sees the economic potential of clean energy. What is new industry going to look like in America, he asks. I'm a strong proponent of green economy, of making sure that our solar panels, our windmills are manufactured right here in America, and more specifically, right here in Wisconsin. Top priority, rebuilding the middle class. So many economic concerns are prevalent in Black Wisconsin, notes Barnes. But those are the same issues that resonate everywhere. Families are struggling even when employed full-time. At the same time, the stock market is performing historically well. Yet, this prosperity is not representative of the wider economy. How we share up the middle class is especially important. We have to make sure that we aren't doing further harm, and that's why I'm a strong proponent of rebuilding this economy by investing healthy green infrastructure. The next article is titled 124 Black Women in Hollywood, From Influential Dealmakers to a New Era of Leading Ladies. They are forces to reckon with in film and TV. And they're making things happen. Just a few short years ago, the entertainment industry was stifling creatives of color. Now, Black women in powerful positions, from directors, chairs to C-suites, are presenting fresh narratives and taking their rightful place in the field. As Hollywood catches up to our expertise, we are showing the world who we really are. Meet the leaders who are setting the standard today. Shantae Adams, A League of Their Own, known for winning the Sundance Special Jury Award for Breakthrough Performance in 2017. Yuzo Aduba, in Treatment, known for being one of only two actors to win an Emmy Award in both the comedy and drama categories for the same role. Sheila Atiyam, the woman king, known for stealing scenes in the Underground Railroad and Bruised. Tiffany Boone, Nine Perfect Strangers, known for strong supporting roles in television dramas. Tabitha Brown, Tab Time, the Chi, known for turning cooking tutorials into a recipe for success as a professional actress. Nicole Byer, Grand Crew. Nicole Byer, BBW, Big Beautiful Weirdo, known for earning Emmy nominations as the host of Nailed It, Michelle, First Wives Club, known for Netflix greenlighting her upcoming scripted series, Survival of the Thickest. Viola Davis, the First Lady, the Woman King, known for being the first Black actor to win an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Tony Award, the Triple Crown of Acting. Danielle Deadwyler, The Harder They Fall, Station 11, known for delivering unforgettable dramatic performances. Anjanae Ellis, King Richard, 61st Street, known for dynamic, supporting, and lead roles, which have garnered Emmy and SAG Award nominations. Cynthia Erivo, Genius, Aretha, Wicked, known for winning Tony, Emmy, and Grammy Awards for her work in film and theater. Tiffany Haddish, The Card Counter, known for comedic acting and stand-up routines, which have earned her a Primetime Emmy and a Grammy. Regina Hall, Master Black Monday, known for signing a first look deal to develop and produce TV projects for Showtime. Brittany Johnson, Wicked, known for being the first Black woman to portray Glinda in Wicked. Regina King, The Harder They Fall, known for earning 4 Primetime Emmy Awards and an Oscar. Nia Long, The Best Man, The Final Chapters, known for a film and television career spanning more than 3 decades. Lashana Lynch, The Woman King, No Time to Die, known for being the first Black woman to play a 007. T.S. Madison, Bros, The Perfect Fine, known for being the first Black trans woman to star in and executive produce her own reality show in 2021. Marsha Martin, Blackish, known for creating production company Genius Entertainment. Wunmi Mosaku, Lookie, known for winning a BAFTA Award for Best Supporting Actress for the role in Dom Eola, Our Loved Boy. Niecy Nash, Claus, known for being a 3-time Emmy-nominated actress. Ruth Negga, Passing, known for films that have garnered Academy Award and Golden Globe nominations. Thandiwe Newton, God's Country, known for winning a BAFTA Award for Best Actress in a Supporting Role for Crash. Kiki Palmer, Nope, known for being a daytime talk show host and Emmy Award-winning actress. Tiana Paris, WandaVision, The Marvels, known for roles that establish Black women's presence in both fictional worlds and real life. Wanda Sykes, The Upshaws, known for winning a Primetime Emmy for Outstanding Writing for a Variety of Music Shows. Tessa Thompson, Passing, known for being on All Around, Actress, who has had starred in everything from the Marvel Cinematic Universe to the Creed franchise. Zendaya, Euphoria, known for being the youngest black actress to win an Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series. Sophia Allison, a love song for Latasha, known for receiving a 2021 Academy Award nomination for Best Documentary. Fembi Banks, Love Life, Young, Wild, Free, known for being taped to direct Paramount Players Assisted Living. Nima Barnett, Harlem, Naomi, known for being the first black woman to direct a prime-time sitcom. Halle Berry, Bruised, known for earning a multi-title Netflix deal following her directorial debut. Jan Bravo, Kindred, Zola, known for directing the Juneteenth episode of Atlanta and the adopted Twitter saga Zola. Cece Clemency Teal, known for being the first black woman to win the U.S. Dramatic Grand Jury Prize at Sundance Film Festival in 2019. Nia DaCosta, Candyman, The Marvels, known for being the first black woman to have a number one movie at the box office during opening weekend. Cheryl, Why the Last Man, known for being the first black lesbian to direct a feature film. Ava DuVernay, Colin in Black and White, Naomi Selma, known for being the first black woman director to have her film nominated for an Academy Award for Best Picture. Adama Abu, Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul, writing and directing short films is what she is known for. Karen Evans, Snowfall, P-Valley, and Gossip Girl, known for directing the pilot episodes of P-Valley and HBO's Max, Gossip Girl. Misha Green, the mother, Tomb Raider, known for enthralling historical dramas. Sanaa Lathan, on the come up, known for making her debut in film adaptations of Angie Thomas's YA novel. Tina Marbury, Women of the Movement.
Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.